Your referral partner just sent you a warm lead. The prospect seems interested, and then nothing. No call, no email, just silence. What happened? I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media, and today I want to talk about something that's costing service business owners more money than almost anything else in 2026. It's not a pricing problem, it's not a sales problem, it's a trust-proof problem. Here's what's going on. When someone gets referred to you, whether it's a consultant, a coach, a financial advisor, or any service professional, they don't just pick up the phone anymore. They do something first that you never see. They search your name. They check your website. They look for content that shows them how you think, how you communicate, and whether you actually understand their problem. And if they find nothing, they don't tell you. They just move on to the next person who does have content. Someone who's put their thinking out into the world. Someone who feels familiar already because the prospect has heard them explain things clearly on a podcast or watched them break down complex topics in a video. That's the trust-proof gap, and it's silently draining revenue from service businesses every single month. Let me give you some numbers. According to recent research, 81% of buyers research a service provider online before reaching out. Not after, before. That means 4 out of 5 potential clients are making a judgment about you before you even know they exist. And here's the thing that really stings. The research also shows that 72% of buyers say they're more likely to choose a provider who has published educational content that demonstrates their expertise. Not marketing content, not a sales page. Educational content that shows how they think and solve problems. So the question isn't whether your prospects are researching you, they are. The question is what they're finding when they do. Let's walk through what this actually looks like in practice. Imagine 2 business coaches in the same market. Both have great track records. Both get regular referrals. Both charge similar rates. Coach A has a website with a bio, some testimonials, and a contact form. That's it. When a referred prospect searches their name, they find basically nothing compelling. A LinkedIn profile, maybe a few generic posts. No depth, no demonstration of how this person thinks about real problems. Coach B has a podcast, 30 episodes deep. Each one is a focused conversation about a specific challenge their ideal clients face. The prospect clicks on an episode titled, "Why Your Best Clients Are Leaving for Coaches Who Show Up on Camera," and listens for 8 minutes. By the end, they don't just respect this coach, they feel like they already know them. The referral is validated. The call gets booked. Same referral, different outcome. The only variable is trust proof. Now, I know what you're thinking. I don't have time to create content. And I get it. You're running a business. You're serving clients. You're managing a team. The last thing you want to do is spend hours writing blog posts or figuring out recording equipment. That's exactly why a podcast is the right solution here. Not because you need more content for content's sake, but because a podcast lets you create the most powerful form of trust proof in the least amount of time. Here's how it works at Pod Bros Media. You come to our studio in Scottsdale once a month. We record 4 to 6 episodes in a single 3-hour session. You just talk about what you know, what you help clients with every day, the insights you're already sharing in discovery calls and strategy sessions. We handle all the production, editing, distribution, show notes, SEO, everything. You walk out and go back to your business. And here's what those episodes do for you over time. They create a library of trust proof that works around the clock. Every episode is a potential first impression that you never have to make in person. Every search result that surfaces your name next to a relevant episode is a warm lead who's already halfway to calling you. Let's talk about the ROI here, because that's what matters most to business owners. Say you're a service provider closing 3 out of 10 warm referrals right now. That's a 30% close rate. Average client value for a high-ticket service business in a market like Phoenix or Scottsdale runs somewhere between $5,000 and $15,000. Now, say your podcast improves that close rate to 40%. Not because you're getting more referrals, just because the referrals you already get are now converting better because the trust proof is there. 10 referrals at 30%. 3 clients. At $8,000 average, that's $24,000 a month. 10 referrals at 40%, 4 clients. Same $8,000 average, that's $32,000 a month. That's $8,000 more per month from the exact same referral pipeline. $96,000 a year. And that's before you count the new clients finding you through organic search and podcast discovery, which compounds over time. The trust-proof problem isn't going away. In fact, it's accelerating. AI search tools are now recommending specific experts by name when people ask questions. Social platforms reward consistent content creators. And your prospects, whether they're in Phoenix, Scottsdale, or anywhere else, are researching before they reach out more than ever before. The service providers who solve the trust-proof problem now are the ones who will own their markets for the next decade. The ones who don't will keep wondering why referrals aren't converting like they used to. If this resonates with you and you want to see what a branded podcast could look like for your business, head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session. We'll walk you through the process, show you the numbers for your specific industry, and help you figure out if it's the right fit. No pressure, no obligation. Just a real conversation about turning your expertise into trust proof that works while you sleep. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.